static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles Tynell.
Oh, where's Osama? Where, where's Osama? Where, where's Osama? Where could Osama be?
Wow.
So anyway, today they started bombing Afghanistan, and I was just taking Osama bin Laden's name and putting it into a children's show song.
That's nice.
You know, The Bear in the Big Blue House, you ever catch it on Disney?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, as a shadow character.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny.
When I'm not watching CNN International Hour.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Me either.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're bombing Afghanistan, so we're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah.
So we're waiting to see what shakes out of that, you know.
Right.
And that just started today, so it should be an interesting week.
Yeah.
Thank God I had my garage sale before this all went down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not to make light of it at all.
Did you get rid of all your David Cassidy memorabilia that you wanted to get rid of?
Or? I sold it. Put it all in a box and sold it for $5.
Thank God.
No, I actually didn't have a garage sale at my house. It was a reciprocal garage sale. A friend of mine, we had a neighborhood garage sale here, and they were moving at the time and had brought some crap and sold it. And so then now that I'm going to be moving, they had a garage sale in their new neighborhood, and so I took some crap over there and sold it. And I will tell you.
Now, wait. Why is that? Why can't people in your own neighborhood buy your stuff?
Well, no, I sold stuff at my garage sale as well.
Yeah.
And he sold stuff at his garage sale.
Well,
but we just invited each other to the garage sale so we could kind of unload stuff.
Yeah.
Because it was like an advertised garage sale, like the whole neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, there was some, you know, somebody had put some advertising dollars behind it so you could draw in more people.
I see.
So I was just mooching off of his community's advertising.
I see.
Speaking of mooching,
uh-oh.
There's a whole scale to garage sailors, I found out.
Oh, yeah.
I did not like really to participate in these things.
Yeah.
I did it the first time because I knew that my friend needed to unload some crap.
Right.
And I had a way to do it, so I went ahead and did it myself. And I'm like, I really don't enjoy it.
Right.
It's not my favorite thing. And so, now I wanted to unload some crap, and since I was in his neighborhood, it didn't bother me as much because it wasn't like people were standing in my yard.
Right.
So, I'm like, that's great. I'm going to go to somebody else's house, sell my stuff, and if they get mad and come back, I won't be there.
Your stolen bag from Domino's, did you sell that?
Right, my stolen. Now, that wasn't stolen. I want to preface, you know, you say stolen. It was not stolen.
Okay.
It was found out front of where I was living at the time.
Okay. All right.
And I just happened to take possession waiting, you know,
yeah,
for somebody to come by and describe it to me.
Yeah.
Never happened.
All right.
Then I moved, and the Domino's guy saw it, and he kept offering me a large pizza for the bag. And he goes, first off, there's a whole other story, but first off, the guy says, that bag's expensive, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah? He goes, I'll give you a large pizza. I go, I thought you said it was expensive.
Okay, I'll throw in a hand job, too.
Yeah. No, that was it. I had it hanging on the wall like a piece of art.
Yeah.
By its strap.
Yeah.
Had a nail on the wall. The guy, every time he'd come by, hey, I got a free pizza for you if you want to turn that in. It's like, hey, knucklehead, just come and grab it. I mean, it's effing stolen or something, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, let's go back to the garage sale.
All right.
I did not sell that bag. In fact, I have no idea where it's at the moment.
So okay.
Someone has taken it away from me. I just sold a bunch of junk that didn't sell at another garage sale, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
So, but I was going to tell you, there's a whole clientele at garage sales.
Okay.
There's what I would call normal people like myself.
Okay.
Who go and, you know, if you have a price marked on it, and you think it's fair, you just pay the price and be on with your business. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, a buck for a potty seat or something is pretty goddamn cheap, if you ask me.
Okay.
If you go to Walmart, I mean, that's at least $8 or $10, right?
Sure.
So it's like 10% of what it's worth packaged and new.
Right.
Even though it's cleaned up and everything. So, you know, I don't haggle on these things. I think those are the normal people. Those are the people who will ask, you know, and usually at the... I was just trying to get rid of stuff, so I know everybody missed my garage sale, but I didn't care. You come up and you say whatever, and I yeah, sure, sounds good to me. You know, it's marked the dollars, say 75 cents, sure, whatever, 75 cents. Just get the hell out of my face. That's my attitude. But then there are the people who are so cheap. And this woman, first, it was like mama's family or something, pulled up in this van. And it was an older couple and a daughter with a baby.
Okay.
And the daughter wasn't really young. It wasn't like a 16-year-old daughter with a, you know, unwed mother with a child. This is like, I don't know, some 30-year-old daughter with a baby.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, these people were, she was a hanger-on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they get out, and then the woman gets out, and she's got a walker. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Now, I am not against people who use walkers, so don't get me wrong.
Right.
But, I mean, she was like total stereotypical. If she was, she should have been wearing a house coat and curlers, for Christ's sake, when she got out of the van. And she's got this walker, and then she teeters up the steps, and I'm thinking, oh, Christ, here's a lawsuit for my friend.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to leave, like, right now, and I don't want to be a part of this. And so she's scooting around amongst the stuff that's spread out all over the lawn with the walker.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Waiting. It's like disaster. There's all these little toy cars.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
And so then she comes over to an area that has some of my stuff.
Yeah.
And we had this picture. It was a I don't know, some cheap thing that you'd hang on the wall in the kitchen of a cow and then one of a sheep. And they were little framed, crappy-looking... painted pictures.
Yeah.
You know, real starving artist kind of crap.
Right.
And a cow and a sheep. And I've been trying to unload these now for, what, 3 years. Every, two garage sales now over 3 years.
Yeah.
Familiar. I had a dollar for both.
Yeah.
A dollar for two pictures.
Two beautiful pictures, cow and sheep.
Right. And I always kept joking because the sheep was larger than the cow.
Yeah.
Like, see, look, that sheep is... bigger than the cow. You can't get that everywhere.
Right.
So she picks up the cow picture and proceeds to say, will you take a quarter? And I go, I go, sure. You can have them both for a quarter. And then she goes, I don't want both of them.
Okay.
And she says, will you take a quarter for just the cow?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. As if I said, like, you know, no, $50 for both.
They're a set, damn it.
And then she proceeds after that to hold it up and point out the flaws on the picture. Well, it's kind of coming apart from the frame here. And I'm like, lady, I didn't get to say this right because, you know, you're in the customer service thing. I'm at my friend's house. But
yeah.
I wanted, lady, I said, okay, for both, for a fucking quarter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, whatever, took a quarter, you know, and then she kind of, like, hobbled away and left the sheep one there, and I'm like, oh. And then my friend had, I think his folks were visiting, and they had got like a bunch of chips or something, and they had them out there, you know, for like 50 cents a bag or something.
Yeah.
And so then the lady goes, I'll give you, and there's probably about $6 worth of chips.
Yeah.
In those little individual, like the lunch things.
Right.
Proceeds to offer him $1.50 for all of them. He's like, well, I can just eat them for that. And then she got pissed off and left.
Oh,
and I'm like totally bewildered by this, you know what I mean? I'm like, you know, this lady, now she gets pissed off because you say you won't take $1.50 for like $6 worth of consumable items, yet she won't take the free fucking sheep picture. I mean, hell, she could have ate that in the car for all it matters. It tasted about as good as the chips, I think. I, for the life of me, I can't understand people like that. And then they went on to the next place, and I'm sure she had like a whole pocket full of quarters buying odds and ends things.
Oh, God.
But what was even more bizarre is my wife, I said, put anything you want in this box. And so I had like, I didn't even know what was in there. I started pulling stuff out and setting it up.
Yeah.
And I come to find I got like about four or five lids to pots, but no pots. So I put them out, and I put a sticker on them that says, miscellaneous lids,
$3.
Yeah. And a lady bought them.
Go figure.
See what I mean? And she paid full price.
She didn't try to get you down?
No.
Did you throw the sheet picture too?
Well, no. At that point, I still had the set, you know?
Yeah.
So this is earlier in the day, oddly enough, and I'm like, who would have figured I brought a bunch of stupid lids that don't fit anything, and she buys them?
That's weird.
So I can't figure out this whole garage sale mentality, you know?
That is weird.
Gives me you see what I'm saying about people coming to your house now? That's why I want them around, you know?
You're so glad you didn't have this at your own house.
Oh, I am.
Very glad.
I'll give you a Carter for the whole house. Well, I paid a little more than that for it. Ah! You're wanting too much. Come on, kid. Let's get the fuck out of here. So what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm bummed.
I'll give you a quarter for your thoughts, Miles.
Well, that's about as much as they're worth. I'm bummed.
What's wrong? Your girls gone wild, tape broke, or what?
No, not. I'm not to that extent, but I'm
not totally distraught yet. I'm just somewhat put out.
A major star